This is a guided sitting meditation for the stress reduction program at UMass Medical School. Making time for the regular practice of meditation hones our capacity to be more fully present in all the moments of our life. In this practice, we are making time to simply be without the usual and constant doing required of us. This is a time to do not doing, and learning in that not doing to be with things as they are, in the body and breath, the mind and emotions, without judgment. This moment is truly the only time we have, and by bringing patience and a gentle friendliness to ourselves and what's arising, whether in the realm of physical sensations, sounds, or thoughts and emotions, we are enhancing our well-being and discovering what's actually here, right now. Learning to turn towards ourselves with more sensitivity and freshness. So now, taking a comfortable, supported seat, either in a chair or on the floor, taking support from cushions or blankets or whatever props you need. Sitting in a way that allows the spine to be straight but not rigid, rising freely from the foundation of the pelvis. And if these seated positions are not possible for you, taking the time to find whatever posture is appropriate for you today. The sincerity and intention of your practice is more important than any particular body position. So however you are positioned, finding a posture that reflects stability and balance, dignity. And now, if you are sitting, letting the base of the body be heavy, supporting the uprightness of the spine and torso, the chest opening to make space for the breath, and the head balancing at the top of the spine. Inviting perhaps the release of the deep muscles of the neck and a softening of the muscles of the face. Gently closing the eyes or lowering the gaze. Alert and awake and present. Noticing as you settle into the posture, the variety of sensations, sounds, thoughts, and emotions that may be present. And now narrowing the focus and turning your attention toward the experience of breathing, allowing everything else to move to the background. Feeling the flow of air into and out of the body. Being with the whole cycle of breathing, just as it is. No need to force anything or change anything. Simply bringing all your focus to the breath. As you follow this flow of air, sensing where you feel the breath most distinctly. Perhaps at the nostrils or above the upper lip where the air is entering the body. Maybe at the chest or belly area, rising and falling. Just seeing wherever you notice the breath right now, where the feeling of the breath is most prominent, and simply being with it as best you can. Noticing the texture and quality of the breath without changing it in any way. Following it from its beginning as it enters, filling the body, and through the whole cycle as it leaves the body. Seeing how the breath is coming in and leaving all on its own. Breathing in and knowing you are breathing in. Breathing out and knowing you are breathing out. Each breath totally new, unique, never having been breathed before. Bringing the fullness of your attention, breath by breath. At some point, you may notice that attention has moved away from the breath, pulled into a thought, a memory, reviewing something that already happened, or planning for something in the future. At some point, waking up to that moving away from the breath. And as soon as you notice this, choosing to return to the breath, without harshness or getting down on yourself, but with kindness. Firmly and gently returning attention to the breath. No matter how many times this happens, just coming back to the breath that's happening right now, an in-breath or an out-breath, returning to being fully present. No need to be hard on yourself. The mind wanders. This is just what the mind does. Not a problem. We simply escort it back to what's here now. As you attend to the breath in the body, you may notice other sensations as well. So now, if you choose to, expanding awareness to include the experience of the whole body, from the top of the head to the very tips of the fingers and the toes. Present to sensations arising, whatever they may be, temperature, pressure, tightness, or heaviness. Perhaps areas of congestion or discomfort, or areas of ease, expansion. Being with the body here and now. Noticing perhaps the ever-changing nature of sensations, how they arise, persist for a while, and then dissolve or change in some large or subtle ways. Just staying awake to sensations. As you attend to body sensations in this way, you may find yourself moving toward certain sensations that you like, that are ones you want to continue. Or conversely, you may push away from some sensations, wanting things to be different than the way they are. Just noticing the internal reaching or reacting, and with kindness, simply observing and being with everything as it is. Whatever is happening in the field of awareness with sensations. Noticing how each moment, whatever it holds, is itself coming to be and passing away. If there are certain sensations arising that are uncomfortable, perhaps even painful, recognizing that you have a choice in responding. It's possible to slowly, with deliberateness, choose to adjust your position, noticing how things continue to shift and change as you respond. Or you may choose to bring attention very close to the sensation itself, narrowing the focus and exploring, investigating the dimensions of the boundaries of the sensation. Is it deep or shallow, ragged or defined? Noting the exact qualities, hot, throbbing, sharp, dull, bringing a kind and gentle inquisitiveness even to this discomfort to see what exactly is here. And now, as you're ready, widening the focus once more to the whole body sitting and how things are moment by moment in the entire body. And now shifting the object of awareness from the whole body sitting to awareness of sound. Perhaps noticing the sound of the breath, if that's possible for you, or other sounds inside the body. Sounds in the room, maybe outside the room. Awareness of listening, while at the same time not reaching out towards sound, but being receptive to whatever is arising in the soundscape. noticing any tendency to label or identify the sound, or to judge it, and seeing if it's possible to rest with the bare sounds themselves and the experience of hearing. Noticing the qualities, rhythmic or irregular, softer or louder. Perhaps aware of the spaces between sounds. Listening freshly, as if for the first time. And now, shifting awareness from sound and becoming aware of thoughts arising in the mind and the activity of thinking. Seeing if it's possible to be curious about this activity as an action of the mind without getting caught up in the contents. Having awareness of thoughts and thinking as the object of awareness. You might notice the variety of thinking, planning, evaluating, wishing, analyzing, fantasizing, reviewing, remembering. You might notice thoughts arriving like drops of water, one after the other, or they may rush like a torrent. Just noticing how they show up, how they come, stay a while, and then dissolve. Being with thoughts and the activity of the mind, of thinking, without engaging in any particular thought. As you focus on thoughts in this way, you may also experience emotions or feeling tones that travel along with these thoughts, adding an emotional flavor to the thinking. It might be fear or peace, anxiety, joy, sadness, whatever's present. Simply being with thoughts and emotions as they arise. Some of the thoughts might be quite compelling, even ones that are not particularly pleasant, traveling well-worn grooves that you might be very familiar with. As soon as you become aware that you've fallen into one of these grooves or are involved in a story or some thinking process, this is the moment of practice. And with this recognition is the moment of re-anchoring to the present moment. There's no need to analyze where you've gone or figure anything out, just like there's no need to be hard on yourself. This is just what minds do. Simply coming back to the here and now, and maybe choosing to come to the breath to steady yourself. And then when you're ready, returning again to being with thoughts and thinking. Being with the emotional tones of these mind states, just as they are. And now, if you choose, dropping any particular objects of focus for practice, and simply being with the fullness of all that is arising in this moment. Thoughts, emotions, the breath, sensations in the body, sounds. Like the sky, awareness simply is. While these events, these experiences in the body and mind, experiences in the environment, move through like clouds through the sky. The sky is unaffected, but holds them all in the vastness, not grasping or following. So too, your attention can be like the vast field of sky, not running after the breath or the body or any particular thought or feeling, but seeing each as it is, being with each as it is. Everything arising, staying a while, and moving through. Cultivating here a sense of vast presence, of choiceless awareness, fully present to whatever shows up. And now shifting from the focus of choiceless awareness and coming to the breath. Narrowing your attention to the breath that's happening right now, the flow of air entering and leaving the body. This close-in experience of breathing. Breath after breath, each one anchoring you to this moment, being with your life, one breath at a time. As this practice comes to an end, you may wish to appreciate yourself for the effort and attention you've given. By making the commitment to regularly dwell in the intention of paying attention, of being with and acknowledging what is being experienced, you are demonstrating your willingness to be in partnership with your life and with this present moment.